At Desjardins Insurance, we put the care in taking care of business. Your business to be exact. Our agents take the time to understand your company so you get the right coverage at the right price. Whether you rent out your building, represent a condo corporation, or own a cleaning company, we make insurance easy to understand so you can focus on the big stuff, like your small business. Get insurance that's really big on care. Find an agent today at Desjardins.com/business coverage.
This is a CBC podcast.
Hello, I'm Matt Galloway, and this is The Current Podcast. It is the last day of March. Summer vacation is on the horizon. And earlier this month, we launched our search for The Current's Canadian travel bucket list. We asked you to send us your submissions of the places every Canadian needs to visit as more and more people look to spend their travel dollars here at home. And you delivered to the tune of more than 2,000 submissions representing every province and territory in this country. Today, you can start voting on what will be our final bucket list, the top 10 locations. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a moment. But first, to help us unveil the 20 finalists, one of the funniest people in a country known for very funny people, somebody who has traveled far and wide in this country. He is one of the stars of this hour, has 22 minutes for 15 seasons, hosted his own program here at CBC. Rick Mercer, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Nice great to be here.
Nice to see you.
Great to be back.
What do you make of this moment in this country right now?
Boy, there's a lot going on in this country right now, isn't there? I guess in the good old days, a year ago, Canadians were angry. There was definitely anger in the country. A lot of it was pointed at the Liberal Party, but mostly it was manifesting itself through Justin Trudeau. Canadians were angry at the Liberals, but then they talked about how they hated the sound of his voice or the way he moves his head or the way he looks out at a crowd. Like, it was very personal. And now that he's gone and we have a trade war, that anger has been replaced with fear. People are fearful about the future. They're fearful about our sovereignty. And it has changed literally everything.
And they're wrapping themselves around the flag.